time for a setting the bar story.
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you're not supposed to keep highly flammable stuff in storage units. This would be the reason why. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your illegal fireworks go off in your storage units and destroying literally everything, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a couple guys there in California in trouble. They stored at least 20 tons of illegal fireworks at a public storage facility.
That's a lot.
And the entire building went up.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
So after the fire, the cops searched other units in different buildings and found 38,000 more pounds of fireworks that were still boxed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the guys were connected to those as well. Anthony and Nathaniel. Yeah, now they're in trouble for more than that because the cops then searched their house, found drugs. But meanwhile, the fire destroyed between 40 and 50 other storage units. So all of those people lost their stuff, too.
Oh, my gosh.
How angry would you be if someone destroyed everything because of some illegal fireworks? And, like, you know, your storage unit and everything that you had. Oh, that would be so bad.
Oh, it'd be the worst. That would be the worst. Oh, gosh.
And this is maybe one of the reasons why they say don't keep highly flammable stuff in storage units.
Uh-huh.
Because things like this happen.
Right.
It gets hot in there.
It sure does.
Yeah, and especially in, like, California, I'm sure it's extremely hot.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, again.
That's a hard lesson to learn. It's a hard lesson to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. And, again, setting the bar. If you're going to make it through the day, please try to do it without letting your illegal fireworks go off in your storage unit, destroying everything. You're doing okay.
Oh, man.
Yep. That is setting the bar.